But he's not breaking hearts. This is breaking news. He's breaking news. More breaking news from Dobbo.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's lots going on at the present moment.
What's happening in this installment?
Well, gee whiz.
I'll tell you who the bravest person in the Broncos organisation is. The very next person to have a barbecue.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's confusing, isn't it? Because one minute they're not talking, next minute they're going to Celine Dion together, then they're having separate barbecues, now they're using press conferences to air all their dirty laundry. But Paul White hasn't actually come out and said anything, has he?
No, he will talk in the next couple of days. My understanding is either tomorrow or Monday Paul White will talk. And
what's he going to say?
What he's going to say is that Wayne Bennett is guaranteed, as he said, his job next year as the coach. But if Wayne Bennett wants to go, he is free to leave. But he will not be the head coach in 2020. They have rejected his extension. They are moving on from Wayne Bennett as a coach, as a club, and, you know, which is the end of an era. Now, there might be a job there. But the big news is that we've all been talking, and I've been saying Kevin Walters, Anthony Seibold, all this. It's come to light in the last...
Jason Demetrio,
that the Broncos have been having private talks with Michael Maguire, the former South Sydney coach, to bring him there, and are in discussions with him to try and bring him as the next coach for the Brisbane Broncos.
Exclusive.
Madge Maguire. Isn't it funny? The
Premiership coach.
The coaching merry-go-round. Mm. Like, it was only... Was it last year that South Sydney...
Well, it happens every year.
South Sydney had Madge Maguire. They had him. He won him a premiership, didn't he? Like, South Sydney had a premiership-winning coach. They had Madge Maguire, and they went, he's no good, we're getting rid of him. Mm. And now the Broncos are picking up their leftovers, and everyone just picks up everyone else's leftovers. Everyone gets sick of the people that they've got.
It's a bit like radio.
Yeah, they think the grass is greener on the other side. It never is.
It's not. There's just water the grass where it is.
There's 16 teams. Only one can come out a winner. There's
yeah,
15,
that's right.
There's 15 failures every year. You know, like, it's a tough gig.
It's a very tough
so
gig.
What are we saying then, Dobbo? Because can I tell you, I'll run something past you, and admittedly, the person that told me this doesn't have a lot of credibility when it comes to breaking rugby league yarns. However, he claims he got it from someone...
In the know.
In the know. And I heard this morning a rumour that Wayne Bennett will be sacked tomorrow from the Brisbane Broncos, and that is that there would be an announcement that Bennett's gone for year 2019. So Bennett would see out the season, but the Broncos would make the call tomorrow that Wayne Bennett is gone from the organisation. What have you heard? Because that was a rumour I heard.
I think they'd like to do that.
Right.
But it's going to cost them $1 million.
They're going to pay him out for next year.
They've got to pay him out for next year. So what they're hoping...
Not an exclusive.
what they're hoping is that a club like St George...
Right.
Or the Panthers go and say, Wayne, we want to give you a 2-year deal starting from next year. And Wayne Bennett says, well, I've only got a 1-year deal at Brisbane. Sail off into the sunset. There's no money exchanges. Wayne Bennett goes there.
Right.
They can bring their coach there next year and everybody's happy.
Does Wayne Bennett need the money? Does Wayne Bennett need to coach for financial reasons? What do you guys think?
Well, I think anybody that's gone through a divorce, Luke, probably needs the money.
And he has two children with special needs as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think...
And a new mistress.
No, I'm only asking it from
his girlfriend.
Oh, sorry.
And
girlfriend.
A barbecue to pay for.
She was a mistress.
The guy doesn't own a barbecue.
No. He can buy himself a Weber.
We've learnt that Wayne Bennett hasn't got a barbecue. So, no, do you think, Margot, though, and you know the organisation, obviously you're a part of it, or your husband was for a number of years
as
a captain, of course. Do you think Wayne Bennett's motivation, this is my question, is his motivation for coaching that he has unfinished business and he's chasing more success as a coach, or do you think his motivation for coaching is financial?
I think the first.
Right.
Yeah, over the latter. I don't think it's financial gains. I think Wayne Bennett is paid more than enough over the last 30 years of his coaching or beyond his coaching career. I don't think it's a financial gain. I think it's a personal thing. I think he obviously wants to coach into his 70. Like, he'll be 70 when he finishes
coaching.
And did
you ever go...
Has anyone else ever done that?
I don't know.
Will anybody else ever do that? Probably not.
Did you ever go to the Paul White party? And is it a good party? The barbecue that has caused all this controversy?
Yeah, Whitey lives in a beautiful house on the northern side
of
Brisbane.
What sort of spread does he put on?
All out. Full bar, full food.
I heard the
got a pool.
I heard Angela White's potato bake is
it's phenomenal.
Really
it's really good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, been a couple of times.
Exclusive.
yeah, look, and the Whites are really lovely people. You know, they always open up their home. They have, you know,
would
their
you,
beautiful family.
As a family, would you have gone to the Paul White party or the Wayne Bennett party?
Well, Paul White employs Corey and signs his contract and his bills, so I would go to Paul White's.
Okay. There's your headline, Dobbo.
Is that, sorry, is that in a...
Exclusive.
There it is.
Okay, so there, I'm not sure what we learnt from all of that, but apparently the Whites have great potato bake, I think, in summing up.